European officials just unveiled a proposal that sets new emission standards for their cars. It would also levy steep fines on car makers who fail to comply. It's part of the European Union's ambitious green agenda. Today's announcement came after a fierce showdown among European officials. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports.
The bureaucratic infighting was so fierce, for a time it seemed, there'd be no new directive on CO2 emissions. A standoff between the two key commissioners was especially titillating. Enterprise and Industry Commissioner Günther Verheugen is German and was perceived to be defending the interests of his nation's luxury car manufacturers, who want bigger allowances for heavy cars that emit more carbon dioxide. French and Italian car makers specialize in lighter, fuel-efficient models, so they wanted the bigger polluters to pay more, closer to the views of Environment Commissioner Stavros Dimas, who is Greek. Critics say the compromises the Commission reached with the auto industry weaken the ambitious EU plan for dramatic carbon emission cuts by 2012. Ott Peterze of the European Federation for Transport and Environment says the Commission's proposed penalties are not enough to keep car makers from just buying themselves out of the problem.
After all these high, lofty words uttered by all these European leaders after Bali, and here's their first test on an important industrial sector, and what do they show? Nothing.
One Brussels car salesman says the EU's whole strategy is wrong. Marc Baudard, who sells VWs here, says rather than hit manufacturers, the EU should reward green buyers.
As long as the final consumer doesn't get any advantage, and we're talking about a financial advantage, you won't feel any difference.
Baudard gestures to his showroom to make his point. He sold out of VW's most eco-friendly model. Every buyer got a 15% rebate, courtesy of the Belgian government. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.